right now we have with us on the line Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Near East and the potential for conflict in the Middle East. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
You pick up the story here.
Well, you know, we had a good interview yesterday, and I didn't finish it, really. I wrote these scribbled notes, and I'm going to go backwards today.
You can repeat what you said yesterday, because this is an entirely different audience.
Oh, well, all right.
It's just up to you.
It doesn't matter what I said yesterday. The first subject, Atzmon. Now, Atzmon is Israel's Ruby Ridge. It's a legend now. Over 1,000 settlers or supporters gathered in this outpost. An outpost in Israel is what the government calls a settlement. It really is just kind of a suburb of a settlement. In this case, it was Efrat. Now, the police came in, and they were vicious. I mean, they took their clubs and they took their horses, and they beat the hell out of these settlers. And worse than that, there are charges of rape. Now, they've never been proven. Nothing has been proven. But the police released a video this week. The police commander is ordering his troops to be gentle. Okay, be gentle with the settlers. Don't hurt the settlers. There was one real problem, though. They kept panning the audience, which was, of course, police officers. And they panned the same audience 4 or 5 times. It was obviously a fake. Now, the fake was discovered on a Rutz Sheva by someone named Klein, and he said, this thing is rigged. The police are giving us a rigged tape. And right now, they're being sued, theoretically, okay? In Israel, you can be sued. It's not going to get to court. But nonetheless, theoretically, somebody out there is charging the police with rigging this video. Now, this video was to prove to the Israeli people that the police weren't monsters. The police were monsters. Now, look, I'm going to tell you what they really did and what this video said. What they really did is they took their batons, and instead of hitting a head, which is bad enough, you go under and you hit the genitals. They made women. Now, this again, I've heard these reports over and over again. They made young kids, 14 years old. They made them sterile. Now, go ahead and investigate this, because the police right now are defending themselves with this tape that said that they were going to be gentle. Look, they weren't gentle. This was Ruby Ridge. You had many, many people who can't have babies again. This is what the settlers say. The police say, no, we were gentle. They rigged the tape. That's what they did. Now, you don't know this. It's not an issue in America. It's a big issue amongst the settlers. Now, the settlers claim outright that they were attacked viciously by the police. And by the way, I believe every word the settlers say. I believe no words the police say. Well, the police are getting ready for their court case by rigging a really, really nice video saying the settlers shall not be hurt and you will just aim to wound them slightly, and the whole thing is, it's a fake. It's a fake. Now, again, I know your audience don't live in Israel, and I know that the word Atzmon doesn't mean a lot, but folks, remember the word Atzmon. It's a little settlement outside of Efrat that the police decided should be closed down. And to do that, they gathered a lot of policemen who were not from Israel. The settlers all say they were speaking foreign languages. I've heard from different settlers, Turkish, if you can believe this, and Spanish. And now the police are going to cover up their crime. Now, I know it's not a scandal amongst you, but it certainly is a scandal amongst those trying to keep Israel together. All right, that's an issue right now. The police in Israel are going to win their court case, They're going to say they defended themselves fairly. They're going to say they use only the most squeaky clean, spick and span, spotless techniques to stop these vicious settlers. They didn't. They deliberately went in with horses and clubs, and they knocked the heck out of them. And that's a fact. Now, I'm not sure, again, amongst your listeners, who is watching this closely. I'm watching it very, very closely. The settlers are being, well, repressed. It's not even the word. They're being uprooted from their homes.
Well, weren't they initially encouraged to move into those areas by the Israeli government?
Once again, poor line.
We'll be right back in just a moment here.
Oh.
American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamish. Barry, certainly, weren't the settlers initially encouraged to settle these settlements by the Israeli government?
Oh, not just encouraged. Look, the year is 1976. Gush Emunim had just begun. Who was the prime minister? It was Shimon Peres. Shimon Peres encouraged. He legally gave them the right to settle first Hebron, and then, the first was Hebron, the second was Shiloh, if I'm not mistaken. You bet he encouraged them. Look, the very people who encouraged the settlements later smashed the settlements. They were Shimon Peres and Ariel Sharon. Now, many people have asked me this. How can the people like Peres and Sharon, who encouraged the settlements, be crushing the settlements? You know what? I have one answer. They did on purpose. They looked for an excuse to break the religious. But I don't think that's it. I'm going to give you an alternative explanation, and you people decide which is the right one. Nobody understands this issue. Think about this. The settlements protected Tel Aviv. The settlements protected the kibbutzim. They weren't supposed to succeed. When you look at his Peres, encouraging Hebron and Shiloh. Well, what is he doing? He's saying they'll take the first blow, and Tel Aviv will be protected. We won't take the first blow. Let these religious nuts take the first blow. What they didn't understand was that these people had a very strong ideology, and they were simply going to, well, turn strong. They didn't expect the religious of Israel to be strong enough to maintain these settlements, and they had hoped they would get hurt, and they would not get hurt in Tel Aviv. That's my opinion. I was not at the meetings, and I do stress when I'm guessing and when I'm not. I would say they said, let them do it. It's good for us. But neither here nor there at that Shmon, they beat the heck of the settlers with horses and clubs, and now they're trying to cover it up. People who care about Israel, go onto the Internet, look up at Shmon, and you go to Rut Sheva. It's not the greatest outlet in the world right now. It's run by the settlers, and believe me, they have an ideology that you will find a little strange. Nonetheless, that's what's being done. There's a horrible cover-up by the Israeli government of the atrocities they have done to people who want to keep their homes.
Well, I would simply, for our listeners, point out that the same people are running, at least the same forces, are running Israel and are really running our government. And the day will come when you'll see American police doing the same thing to American citizens. That's why you should be concerned. And maybe these aren't Israeli police. Maybe these really are police brought in from other countries, as the settlers are claiming, and they're being brought in to beat, and cripple the people of Israel.
That's what happened.
Understand that our founding fathers here in America feared government would be used against the people, and that's why they didn't want a federal police force. That's why they didn't want to give men power, because they realized they were corrupt and power would always be used against the people. So pick this story up, Barry.
I'm going to be a little daring right now. I've always avoided this, but I was the only one who noted this. The Hurricane Katrina was about a year ago. It happened, by the way, right after Gush Katif was evacuated. Now, I don't know if it's a vision or my imagination, but one night I sat in front of the TV, and Katrina had not hit America yet, and I saw that Katif starts with K-A-T, and Katrina starts with K-A-T. Now, if you subtract the K-A-T from Gush Katif, you get if. And if you subtract the K-A-T from Katrina, you get rain. And I sent this out. I said, well, if you evacuate Gush Katif, it looks like you're going to get rain. Now, a lot of people were very moved by this. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I truly don't. But just remember, Katrina, Katif, if rain, and maybe this is divine. I don't know these things. I'm not religious enough to actually figure these things out, all right? But nonetheless, that's what happened. Gush Katif was evacuated, and Katrina brought a lot of rain to the United States. What that means, oh, Lord, I don't know. Let's go back to what I do know. Let's start with Sarkozy. Nicolas Sarkozy is now the president of France. Now, if you've been reading the headlines, the Israeli establishment is just delighted by this because, well, Sarkozy's family were very heavy Zionists in Salonika, Greece, and they did the utmost to get the Zionist movement going while the Nazis were actually overtaking Greece and killing everyone in Salonika. Well, they were killing them all in Europe. But we want to talk about Sarkozy. Now, Sarkozy, the CIA released a bio on his background. Well, folks, get ready. All these Jewish Zionists right now, Olmert and Livni and all the people, Paris of goes without saying, are just mad about Sarkozy, and the Arabs hate him. You know what? If you look at his background, the Arabs should actually like him, because Sarkozy's father was a member of the Hungarian aristocracy that was destroyed after the First World War. That means, in some way or another, he was very tied to the Habsburgs. What Sarkozy's father did between May of 1944 and October of the same year was send 800,000 Jews to the gas chambers. He was a high-ranking officer in the Hungarian Arrow Cross Party. Now, I'm going to do a little history, a little background, so you understand why the labor Zionists, the Bolsheviks, the Frankist Zionists would be crazy about Sarkozy. His father sending the Jews to Auschwitz was exactly what the Jewish agency was doing. Now, people, go on Amazon, try and find it. There's a book by Ben Hecht called Perfidy. Now, I don't say many things about books, but I will say about this one. It's a classic. And by the way, it is viewed as a classic because it exposes the labor Zionists as mass murderers of Jews.
Now, Ben Hecht was Jewish, wasn't he?
Oh, was he ever. He was a very, very proud Jew. Now, for those who don't know him, he's got a long, long Hollywood history. He wrote the classic movie, The Front Page, but he did much, much more. Neither here nor there, find the book. Ben Hecht wrote about the trial of one Malkiel Greenwald. He was a journalist, very much like me, I must tell you. We're not doing that well, and they're trying to smother us, and they're trying to wipe us out. Now, what Malkiel Greenwald, by the way, I believe I once dedicated a book to him, because we were the one and the same. He had a tiny little newsletter, which he handed out in Jerusalem. And one letter said that Rudolf Israel Kastner, K-A-S-T-N-E-R, for those of you who care, was working with the Nazis. Kastner was sent by the Jewish agency to Budapest, where he not only made friends with Adolf Eichmann, they became the closest of pals. Eichmann offered him all the Jews. He didn't want to kill anymore. He knew Germany was losing the war. He said for 700 trucks, and by the way, Eichmann was going to use the trucks to ferret treasure out to the boats. And this is the whole Rathline business, and this is the whole Jesuit business. But nonetheless, he was going to take the treasure out of Hungary and Europe, and he was going to make his fortune and not be a murderer anymore. Well,
it was basically was all going to be smuggled to South America.
I guess the plan was to get him to Bolivia or Argentina. Nonetheless, it didn't work because the Jewish agency said 800,000 people, who cares, kill them all. They killed. Now, it's not just the 500,000 Hungarian Jews. There were refugees from Romania and Bulgaria and all through the Balkans. They were all hungry because that was the last place the Holocaust had hit. And the Jewish agency, run by Chaim Weizmann, president of the Jewish agency, said no. No, kill them. Rudolf Kastner left with 3,500. Now, I'm going to say the word, and it'll be a little surprising to a lot of people. Sabbatean. Sabbateans are Jews who are hiding it. They have intermarried. They may be Protestant or Catholic, usually Catholic, by the way, but in the United States, Protestant. In Europe, Catholic. Nonetheless, oh, by the way, in Turkey, Muslim. Nonetheless, well, Sarkozy's father was one of those officers who gathered together the Jews and shipped them to be murdered.
Even though he himself is Jewish.
His mother is. Yes, he is, actually. His father wasn't. His mother is. Yeah, he was Jewish. But again, with oh, boy, oh, boy. You know what, people? I have a book on this. I'll never be able to explain it on a radio show. Go to LULULULU.com. Write in my name, Chamish, Chamish, and look at the book, Shapitzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. And by the way, no other book, gathers together the information. I have many sources, but I'm not an inventor. I took the sources and wrote this book. Sarkozy is a classic case of this, where the father is not Jewish, but the father murdered Jews, and lots of them. Meanwhile, French Jews are celebrating. One of their own has come to power. They don't know the mess they're in. They don't understand that this guy is no friend of theirs, no matter what he says. Now, he may be following Bush, and he may be agreeing with American policy. That does not make him the friend of the Jews. Bush, of course, is the one behind the utter dismemberment of Israel. But it doesn't matter, because Clinton, before him, was also part of the utter dismemberment of Israel. And I know it's a tough argument, but, folks, it makes no difference who you put into power. They are run by the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I've pushed this argument for years now. The Israelis do not want to hear it. And, by the way, it's not such a hard argument. Really, if you look at it, you can have enemies from within. The Jews have, they have enemies from within. The worst of them are the labor Zionists. They are running Israel right now into the ground. They're going to put an end to Israel. Nicolas Sarkozy had a father who sent Jews by the hundreds of thousands to the gas chambers. And the French Jews are thinking that their suffering is over. They don't understand. Their suffering has just begun. You know, it's very tough trying to tell people the opposite of what they believe. The opposite is true. It's not what people want to believe. Well, I'm telling you, people of France, that the Muslims, who now outnumber you 10 to 1, 7 million to 700,000, have the best friend they ever had. They have a Francis Sabbatean Jew as president of France. Oh, you poor, poor French Jews, what they are going to do to you.
Okay, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two here, the American Freedom Network.
And start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wides, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about the French Jews. What most people don't understand is that an awful lot of Jews are fleeing France today. They're moving to, certainly many of them are moving to Florida. Many of them are actually moving to Israel. They see the handwriting on the wall. One in ten people in France today is a Muslim. The Muslims have targeted the Jews, and when the word is given, they're going to wipe them all out. They know exactly what they're doing. There's this intense hatred there, and the Jewish people, knowing the history of what's happened to them in the past, many of them are actually leaving. So you pick up the story there.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that they come to Florida, where I actually have moved because of recent marriage, 25,000 in the last 2 years, and that's a lot of people, by the way, live in southern Florida from France. Nonetheless, well, they're moving on, and I really fear that South Florida may not be so safe, and I don't mean because of the hurricanes and tornadoes. And by the way, I'm going to add one thing before I go into Israel. Somebody sent me a remarkable article from the Orlando Sentinel. It seems these firefighters were fighting a small blaze in Florida, and there was no wind. And then suddenly they claim a wind from the upper atmosphere sucked the flames and spread the fire. Folks, we don't know why Florida's been picked on. But I want to tell you, sudden winds from the upper atmosphere making the flame much worse is an extremely, well, it's a very weird claim. And that was in the Florida Sentinel. You may have weather control, and that's not my subject. I'm just planting the idea in your head. Now let's go on to Israel, which I know something about. The next issue is there's going to be a new president at some point, because our last president is being indicted and will have to stand trial on 6 charges of rape. That is Moshe Katsav. Now, the way I've read it, by the way, is that he was good and set up. But neither here nor there, that's not our judgment. He is out. He is no longer president. Well, guess who throws his hat into the ring? Is the chief Ashkenazic rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Lau, L-A-U. Now, in the Kadima party is one Shelly Yakimovich. She is a leftist, and she is, well, really, her opinions and so forth are really on the borderline of disgusting. But neither here nor there, she did say something true. She said, Lau had better not run for president. There's too much that's going to go against him. Now, people sent me this piece of information, and one woman, her name is Tova Rubin, a very fine woman who I like a lot, from Netanya, phones me about this and says, what are they picking on Lau for? Well, they're picking on Lau because he's a serial molester. He is a lot worse than Moshe Katsav in the art of abusing women. Now, here's the actual story. And I told these people, lay off him. Lau is going to have to live with this all by himself. Don't bring it up again. It won't do you any good. I'm thinking now of the Israeli right and religious, that when Lau gets exposed for his rape, it's not going to do the religious of Israel any good. It was, now, pardon me about dates. I should have gone looking this up, but I believe it was 1994. Lau is a candidate to be the Ashkenazi rabbi of Israel. There's also a Sephardic rabbi. It's the highest religious posting in the country. Well, lo and behold, there's a magazine called Chadashot, which, by the way, was closed down very quickly after the scandal. Chadashot heard news from one lady or two that Lau had molested her. These are women. Well, in the case of one woman, she was going in for conversion. And while she was asking questions about how to be converted, he put his hands in the most inappropriate places on her body, and she ran out of there. And she wrote a letter to Chadashot, and they got another letter. Finally, Chadashot had an appeal to the public. Anyone who has been molested by Rabbi Lau, please phone Chadashot. We're going to stop this guy from becoming chief Ashkenazic rabbi. So, of course, what does the Israeli establishment do? They protect him, and ultimately, I believe, shut down Chadashot. They had eight letters the next week from women who went to our chief Ashkenazic rabbi and were viciously molested. Now, I told people who wrote me, and again, my friend Tova who phoned me, lay off this. This is no good for anyone. The Israeli establishment is thoroughly, thoroughly rotten. They're a mafia. They commit all kinds of horrible crimes. Don't defend Lau. You'll get in trouble. Now, I don't know if I think they all listened to me, by the way. I think they all stopped this. I have not seen a report on Lau ever since. And they were pushing defend Lau against Yakimovich. Now, this is not the end of the story of Rabbi Lau. While he was the chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Israel, he went to Cuba. Now, in Cuba, he is a partner, we are told, with Rafi Eitan in an agricultural project. Now, here's Rafi Eitan, people. Anyone who's a historian out there, save this tape. It's the only place I think I'm revealing this properly. Only Dr. Stan lets me talk about this. Rabbi Lau was a partner with Rafi Eitan. Rafi Eitan sits in the Knesset today, fourth largest party, the Pensioners Party, with seven seats. He was the one he was Jonathan Pollard's handler. That's who he was. He ruined Jonathan Pollard. Now, not just ruined. He was working all over again. 1984-85, Shimon Peres was prime minister. Rafi Eitan was giving the information that Pollard was pulling out of the U.S. Naval Intelligence Library and giving it to Shimon Peres. Peres took the information, as I've explained on your show and also in my books, and I guess I'll mention them very shortly, that Rafi Eitan essentially, through Shimon Peres, started Iran-Contra. With all its horrible concept of Israel supplying Iran with missiles and Iran giving Israel the money and Israel investing in Panama. Yair Klein was the one running Panama, not Noriega. Yair Klein was running Panama in those years. And I kid you not about that. It's a forgotten history, but an Israeli ran the cocaine market there. He took the money, and he bought cocaine, and he gave it to the Sandinistas, and they fought the Contras, and
we'll be right back with Barry Shamish here. Just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before you go on, why don't you get your website out? Tell people how they can get in touch with you and get in touch, of course, with your publisher, get your books.
Oh, you're so kind to me. Look, the books, and folks, all this information I'm giving in the books, just multiplied by about 1,000. Go to lulu.com. LULU.com, write in my name. It says search, CHAMISH. It'll take you to the books. Look at Bye Bye Gaza because it's the most recent, but nonetheless, practically all my work is up there. My website is the Barry Shamish website. That's a long, long word, but the, TheBarryShamish. WEBSITE.com, the Barry Shamish website, .com. And finally, I'm now arranging a tour for the first time in a year. Because I'm married and I'm living in Florida, I can actually travel the United States. I'm planning a tour. I have already got one confirmation. Pastor David Matthews of Mississippi will book me in July. That's the first of, I hope, a few more. I need the money. What can I tell you? Write me at Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at gmail.com, Shamish at gmail.com. Now back to Rabbi Lau. Rabbi Lau worked hand-in-hand with Rafi Eitan, and what's very disturbing is Rafi Eitan has the number four party in the Knesset, the pensioners' party. That was the excuse he gave for entering the Knesset to help old people. It was not the real thing. He's there to support Shimon Peres and Kadima and this and that. Nonetheless, Rabbi Lau was involved in serious, serious trouble in Cuba. Now, by the way, I never found out what trouble, but if you look at Cuba, they sure did not invite Israelis to set up farms, okay? And certainly not an Israeli like Rafi Eitan, who was a major spy, and known as a major spy, and certainly not the chief Ashkenazic rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Lau. All of this makes no sense except for one possibility. Cuba was a gathering point for a lot of cocaine that snuck into southern Florida. you could, I'm guessing now, I tell you when I'm guessing, if there was a farm and a Tan and Lau were behind it, it had something to do with cocaine. And folks, when I tell you I don't know, when I'm guessing, I tell you. The rest is absolutely true, and it's thoroughly documented. Now, I'm going to give you the last connection with Lau, and it's a very disturbing one. His brother works for the Immigration Department of the Jewish Agency of Jerusalem. Now, we went over what the Jewish Agency did during World War II. They killed the Jews of Europe. It's that simple. That was our Shikazi segment, and we didn't go into the depths of how they did it. Now I'm going to do this very quickly. But first I say to you, Rabbi Lau's brother allowed an awful lot of, about 400,000 Russian Gentiles to come into Israel. And the only reason for this is to just, make Israel less of a Jewish state as fast as possible. Nonetheless, let's go back to World War II very quickly. All right, Kastner is in Hungary. He is arranging the saving of 3,500 family members and other Sabbateans and letting Eichmann kill 800,000 Jews. This fact is documented widely in my books, but I like Perfidy because it was truly a classic book. Now, what happened to all the people who were arranging this awful mass murder? And this mass murder should put an end to labor Zionism. It should. It should expose to people that the labor Zionists during World War II were killing Jews. Adolf Eichmann, he was captured by the Mossad in 1962, I believe. He is put in Israel in a soundproof booth so he can't open his mouth and be heard. And supposedly he is tried fairly and he is murdered. I have heard he is not, but that's neither here nor there. He is dead. Raoul Wallenberg, Swedish diplomat, who saved the Jews, who was fighting Eichmann and Kastner. Supposedly the Russians took him and killed him. Why would the Russians do that? The only people who wanted him dead were the Jewish Agency and the labor Zionists, because he knew who was killing the Jews. They ordered him dead. Now, enough of this farce that Raoul Wallenberg was killed by Russians. He was killed by the Jewish Agency, period. Rudolf Kastner, in my book, Save Israel, I interviewed the person. He was the lab technician of Hadassah Hospital, then in Tel Aviv, who saw the murderer go into Kastner's room. Kastner was shot by the Shabak, and they didn't get him. And now, and after Golda Meir, and who knows who sends him flowers, in comes the killer. He puts his knee on the stitches on his torso. He pops all the stitches. Rudolf Kastner bleeds to death. All the people supposedly who knew too much about what the labor Zionists did in Hungary are now dead. Lau, again, was a Holocaust survivor, and I want to tell you something. Most Holocaust survivors I admire for their toughness. No matter what they did to survive, they survived. And they did bad stuff. They shoveled bodies into the gas chambers. They were strong enough to survive the work camps. Not Lau. I believe he was saved by the Sabbateans for the worst possible reasons. The fact of the matter is he had better not run for president of Israel. We've had enough accused rapists running for that post. Enough of that. Now, I'm going to go on. Now, here's the long story. Do we have time for a long one?
We're just about out of time, so why don't you just sort of wrap up here very, very quickly, but we'll look forward and maybe we can do it next week.
You got it. In short, Mariv ran a big article on me claiming I was in Israel, rushing the tent of member of Knesset, Ophir Penis, using my name, phony quote. Whoa, next time it is.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much, Barry.
See you later.